At the third stroke, it will be 2, 42, and 40 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2, 42, and 50 seconds. At the third stroke, it will be 2, 43, precisely.
Which roughly translated means...
Number one are we. We're the number one station in the Twin Ports. WEBC is first. It's sensational.
Let me tell you about my hometown, greatest in the Gopher State. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big D, U, L, U, T, H, Duluth, Duluth. Oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth. Oh, that's my hometown. Where in the world could you ever find so much good fishing? Where else could you find a city that's completely air-conditioned? Where are the largest inland ports and the greatest outdoor sports? Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. UMD, Aerial Bridge and Northland Country Clubbers, the North Shore and the Skyline Drives and the Dukes for baseball lovers. It's recommended for a lifetime or just a day. Duluth, Duluth, oh, that's my hometown. Duluth, Duluth, that's my hometown.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, your time machine into days of futures past. Radio Thrift Shop features folk, jazz, easy listening, classic rock, indie pop, lo-fi, and privately released music in a variety of musical genres. Released between the early 1900s and next week. At the Radio Thrift Shop, we love 33s, 78s, 45s, 8-tracks, reel-to-reels, cassettes, and homemade releases. In all varieties, Radio Thrift Shop, it's analog culture for a digital world. And this is program number 300. So in a little bit, I'll be sharing things you never knew about the Radio Thrift Shop. But until then, let's see what we have on the shelves this week.
Thank you.
Some forgotten 45s from the Office Naps blog. That was Cals with Amazon Bossa Nova. Before that, the Bros in Co-op with Listen Here. And that's how it's spelled, not just a New Hampshire accent. Before that, Booker T. Everhart with Heart and Soul. We heard Two Sides of a 45 by the Bobby Cook Quartet, Riding High. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'll be right back following Science and the Sea.
Exploring Science and the Sea. It's a couple of thousand miles from the islands of the Central Pacific Ocean to New Zealand. That's an easy jaunt for modern transportation. For the first people to make the trip, though, it was a journey of weeks, and it might not have been possible at all without a temporary change in climate. The people of Polynesia were master navigators. They used the stars, the weather, and even ripples on the ocean to find their way across long distances. That allowed them to colonize many islands in the Central Pacific. Around the year 1200, though, they began sailing even farther, to New Zealand and to Easter Island off the coast of South America. Just how they made those journeys has been a puzzle, though. The normal winds in the Pacific would have been blowing against them, and there's no evidence that they'd yet developed the ability to sail into the wind. But some recent research says they might have had the wind at their backs. Researchers looked at tree rings, ocean sediments, and other factors to reconstruct climate conditions from the years 800 to 1600. They found that around the middle of that period, the prevailing winds might have switched directions for decades at a time. The winds would have been especially good for sailing to New Zealand around the year 1200 and to Easter Island a few decades later. Those dates match the evidence of when the Polynesians colonized those new lands, suggesting that they had the wind at their backs as they journeyed across the vast Pacific Ocean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, and this is, of course, program number 300 of the Radio Thrift Shop. And here are some things that you may not know about this radio program. I've used a number of theme songs over the past 300 episodes, but the most frequently used theme songs were Les Reed with Man of Action, which was also the theme music from Radio North Sea International back in the day. Also, Roger Webb's Gray Sigh, absolutely wonderful piece of music. Living Marimbas with, of course, Music to Watch Girls By. There's also been a cover version of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's 4 and 20, and The Advancement with a tune called Stone Folk, and all of those have been at one time or another the theme song for the Radio Thrift Shop. Other music that you sometimes hear at the beginning of the show are interval signals, and interval signals are musical tunes that were used by shortwave broadcasters back in the day, and actually they are still used. Now, interval signals assist a listener to tune your radio to the correct frequency for the station. And it also informs other stations that the particular frequency is in use, and it also serves as a station identifier, even if the language used is not one that the listener understands. So any given radio station can be identified by its signature tune or its interval signal. Interval signals go way back to the 1920s at the birth of the broadcasting era, and that's what I love about them. Also, Radio Thrift Shop goes back to the 1920s, and we play music from the past 100 years of recorded sound, so how appropriate. All right, we're going to hear some 45s now on the Jazzman label, starting off with Aaron Neville. ¶¶
check out someone else. Railroad track in my neighborhood. Ain't no trains around, that bar just ain't no good. Wanna know what's going down? And the pimp on the corner looks like the sharpest cat in town. Can't be no fool. Might get caught by the hook of a crook. Hard time for cool. Look out, Jay. What you say? What you carrying, brother? I hope you're clean, 'cause the man is mean. Oh, don't come another further. We all know the answer. We'll come out in time. I might even carry some of your load right along with mine. Thank you, man, Mr. Flea, 'cause I must be Hercules. I must be Hercules. Like the bird on the wing, I just wanna be free enough to do my thing. I can feel the pressure from every side. If you're not gonna help, don't hurt, just pass me by. No.
Right where you belong.
group of 45s that were re-released on the Jazzman label, and they're even hard to find in their re-released versions, let alone the initial pressings. That was the Soul Saints Orchestra with Bag of Soul. Before that, the John Cameron Quartet with Troublemaker. Carla Whitney before that with War, and we started off with Aaron Neville, a song called Hercules. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, from folk to rock, old jazz and soul, new releases, old releases, and everything in between. We're liberating the airwaves from the tedium. It's always a musical adventure at the Thrift Shop. Now, this is program number 300, broadcast number 300 of the Radio Thrift Shop. And I want to reflect a little bit on my career in radio. I walked into the radio studio at WUNH 91.3 in Durham, New Hampshire, in the summer of 1975, right about 40 years ago. And I was shocked when the person that I met there said, "Yes, you can sit behind the microphone and be a disc jockey." Kind of blew my mind. And the very first records that I played on the air in 1975 were The Grateful Dead from the Mars Hotel. I played side one of that, and then I played side one of Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. And then I flipped the records and played side two of The Grateful Dead from the Mars Hotel and side two of Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield. Then I pulled a 45 out of my record bag and played this song by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
It can't be
absolutely gorgeous tune by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Spaceship Orion. I'd like to say hello to folks listening to the Radio Thrift Shop out in Florence, Oregon, at KXCR 90.7 FM, great community radio station with a variety of programs, and in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio at WCFILP at 96.1 FM, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info, and here on the classical station, WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and online at classicalwscs.org. Now, often I like to play brand new releases, and I also like to play 78s. So we're going to start with a brand new release, a song about New Hampshire by E.J. Lee, and then we're going to hear a 78 about New Hampshire here on the Thrift Shop.
You won't come back, but so something seems to whisper that you love me, as you did before you went away to Rome. Ain't you coming back to all you have done, Molly? Write and say you're coming home. Ain't you coming back to New Hampshire, Molly? Ain't you coming back to see us once again? The folks all say you won't come back, you won't come back, you won't come back. But something seems to whisper that you love me, as you did before you went away to Rome. Ain't you coming back to old New Hampshire, Molly? Write and say you're coming home.
Bloodworth were hanged one winter day in the town of Columbus, Georgia, for murder on the highway. They went out one night to kill and rob. Howard Underwood came by. They asked for a ride. He took them in, not knowing that he must die. They rode with him a short distance with hearts like murderer teeth. And then they killed and robbed him. For his kindness he was slain. They hid his body in the woods not far from the roadside, and took his money and his car and tried their crime to hide. But soon they were arrested, and both of them confessed. Their lawyer tried to save them, in vain he tried his best. Five times they escaped the gallows, but the sixth time sealed their doom. And both were hanged together, and placed in the same tomb. It seemed that they died happy, said they were going to rest. They said that they'd found Jesus, and he their souls had blessed. They prayed upon the scaffold before the trap was sprung. The cap was placed, the rope was cut, and these poor boys were hung. Young people, oh, take warning from the fate of these young men. They said that it was whiskey that caused this horrible sin. Young men, let whiskey alone, for in it the devil dwells. It'll bring you to the gallows and send your souls to hell. You young people, and listen while I tell the fate of Gerald Chapman, who was hung in a prison cell. Just shortly after midnight, he was called to meet his God, and shortly after sunrise was laid beneath the sod. He was a desperate criminal from the cradle to the grave. He murdered a policeman, for it his life he gave.
He spent long years in prison in Auburn and Sing Sing. Robbed the mail of over a million, got back in jail again. He was sent to Atlanta prison and tunneled out of that pen. Was shot three times and captured, escaped from the hospital again. He went up in Connecticut and in New Britain town. While attempting to rob a store there, he shot James Kelly down. He was captured in Indiana and brought back to Connecticut State. The jury found him guilty and hanging was his fate. He died with a secret in his heart and never told his name, nor where his money was hid till his last breath he was game. Before the pardon board in his own behalf he pled. He did not ask for mercy, only justice he said. When told of the board's decision, he did not mourn or cry, but he only uttered, "I'm not afraid to die." He entered the death cell and not a word he said, and a few minutes later he was pronounced dead. Young people, oh, take warning from Gerald Chapman's fate, and lead an honest life before it is too late.
Carl Connor with the story of Gerald Chapman and the Jones and Bloodworth case from a 78 that was issued on Columbia Records. Before that, we heard Harry McDonough with Aren't You Coming Back to Old New Hampshire Molly from 1906. Whew, back in the day. And we started that set off with E.J. Lee from a brand new CD titled Bienvenue, New Hampshire. We heard Son of the State. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you're wondering where I find Thrift Shop music, I like to haunt the local Goodwills. There's a Goodwill in Concord, Hooksett, Manchester, and Derry. And often you can find me cruising up and down the aisles of the Goodwill. I also find a lot of music at my local Historical Society sale barn, which is in Warner, New Hampshire, and also at the Warner Transfer Station, believe it or not, where people bring their cassettes and CDs and 78s and records of all kinds. And sometimes they have some amazing, amazing music, and I don't know why they're parting with it, but we're all the richer for it here on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Where can the skills you learn with ham radio take you? Amateur radio, often called ham radio, is the place where today's communications engineers got their hands-on training. With its analog, digital, audio, and video capabilities, modern hams use computers and radios in new ways. It's not just your grandfather's radio anymore. It can take you around the world or into a whole new career. Learn more about modern ham radio at WeDoThatRadio.org.
This is One True Radio. If you're listening, it's not too late. Now, this week's cautionary message.
Hello, friends. I'm Reverend Hush Puppy. I don't need to raise my voice. With One True Radio, I come in loud and clear. You know, bad music means bad times coming. The rock and roll planet is fast on its way to becoming a reality. I have a rock and roll record. Listen to this.
I am music and I write the songs.
That's a popular song. What happens when we play it backwards?
Hey, you, quit your job and go on welfare.
You see, Never play your rock and roll records backwards. Never play your records at all. Instead, listen to One True Radio. Don't be threatened by hard choices. One True Radio has only one knob. Here's how to order.
Send $25 in check or money order to One True Radio, Paranoid Ministries, Mood Ring, Nebraska. Order now to receive at no extra charge your lava lamp, complete with digital display. One True Radio.
All right, this has been Program 300 of the Radio Thrift Shop, your weekly show of musical and media exploration. I want to say thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. Remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.